Okay, we're going to have two parts to this year today. The first part, we're going to talk about the Kriya of Parsha Zohar and the status of that Kriya. And then we'll have a Chumash here, which deals with Parshas Vayikra and with Shabbos Zohar. We are normally taught that Parsha Zohar is a mitzvah d'oraisa. Right? Zohar is Asher Atzolucha Amolek. And I think one always has to be ma'ayim to see if that is really so. Is Parsha Zohar a d'oraisa or not? Well, it's clear that it says in the Torah, Zohar es asher asol lecha amolek, right? So there is that notion in the Torah of Zohar es asher asol lecha amolek. But the question is, the formality that we do in shul with the Sefer Torah and 10 people, a minyan, is that formality a d'oraisa or not? Because at first glance, one could say all the Torah says is Zohar et asher atzol lecha amolek, that one should just remember. So you can remember without a Sefer Torah, and you can remember without a minyan. So is it necessary or to have? So it's okay, we have Rabbanan or Minog, we have the concept of the Dala Parshas, but that doesn't mean that that's a Chiyuv D'oraisa. So let's see. The Torah tells us in Parshas B'Shalach, Vayomer Hashem al Moshe, Ksov zov zikaron b'sefer, v'sim b'ovnei Yoshua k'imocho emcha zecha amolek mitachas ha'shamayim. Hashem says to Moshe to write down in a sefer, write it down in the Sefer and tell Yoshua that you should be Mocha Emcha Zecher Amolek. So the Gemara tells us on page 2, the Gemara in Megillah, the third wide line, from Yudchesem and Aleph, Kara al peh lo yotza. That if you read the Megillah al peh, meaning if somebody reads the Megillah without a cloth, he reads the Megillah without a cloth. Means if you read it from a regular chumash that we have today, that's like al peh. Okay? As long as if you don't have the cloth, that al peh din is called al peh. So if you read the Megillah, the whole Megillah, al peh lo yotza. We know the halacha is that if you miss the word from the Baal Koreh, you can read it by yourself, as long as it's in the context of the Kriya, and you'll be yotzei because you're allowed to read part of it al peh. Right? As long as you have the robe b'ksav, you can read part of it al peh also. Right, because the Megillah is Nikkei Geras, so it doesn't have the same formalities as other Kriyas. So, but how do you know that if you read the whole thing Baal Peh, or the robe of it Baal Peh, that you're not Yotzei? V'nolon Omer Rava, Asya Zechira Zechira. Ksiv Hacha V'yomim Eilin Iskarim. Ksiv Hasam Ksov Zov Zikaron V'Sefer. That it says Vayomim Ha'elin is Karim Venasim. It says by Purim in Megillas Esther Vayomim Ha'elin is Karim Venasim. So it uses the lashon Zechira. And it says by Amalek Sof Zof Zikaron B'Sefer. So Malaholon B'Sefer Afkan B'Sefer. So just like over there by Amalek it says Sof Zof Zikaron B'Sefer. So what it says, Vayomi Me'elad, is Karim V'Natsim, it also means V'Sefer.
So the Gemara asks the Kasher, we might die as a Chira Kriya Hi. Dilma Ian Ba'alma. How do you know that it means Kriya? Maybe it means just to think. Los Al Kadaitach. Tanya Zohar Yochel Belev, Shel Omer Lo Sishkach, Eshichas Alev Amor, and Mani Makayim Zohar is Bepeh. So Zohar means Bepeh. So therefore we learn out that it has to be Bepeh, and it has to be from a Sefer. In other words, it can't be that you just open up a Sefer, Ian Ba'alma, and look in the Sefer and think about it. You have to have a verbal articulation. And whenever you have the word Zohar, it means Bepeh. And Zohar also means, so, and also Zohar is min ha-sefer, because it says k'sov zoz zikaron ba-sefer. So therefore we learn out that Kriyas HaMegillah has to be mitoch ha-sefer, and that doesn't mean just to take out a Sefer Torah and be ma'ayin in the Sefer Torah and look at the words of Zohar, but it means to what? To actually read the Sefer Torah. Actually read the Sefer Torah. So, okay, so that we agreed upon, that the Megillah Esther has to be from a class. But what about the, so one katayna, you tell me if this is plausible, that just like it says k'sov zov zikaron b'sefer, and b'sefer over there means, so zikaron is b'sefer, and yomi melu zikaron also b'sefer, so now the leap now is to say that if it says zohar es asher asalucha amalek, that's also included in this Gzeira Shavah of whatever it says Chira, it's Pesachim, it says Zikram Pesachim, so Zohar is Asher Salucha Amalek is also Pesachim, just like it says Ksov Zov Zikar Pesachim. Now is that plausible? Perhaps it's plausible, but not necessarily it muhrach to say. What would you say, Rav Osser? Wow. Sums up Zikar the Sacred. Right, but the pasuk talking about Amalek is just what Hashem said to Moshe. It's not by the pasuk of Zohar of where the mitzvah of Ladorus of Amalek is. Okay, in other words, it doesn't say over there Zohar the Sefer as Amalek. The pasuk in Bishalach says sons of, because Yeshua was the one who was going to fight. He was going to the war. So it could be, in other words, the fact that there was a Sefer by Amalek is not in the context of the mitzvah of Zechiras Amalek Ladoros and Parshas Kiseitze. The pasuk of Ksov Zov Zikar V'Sefer is where? In Bishalach. By the, when Hashem says to Moshe to tell Yeshua to fight Amalek. It's interesting, Rabbi Berger thought, interesting, that maybe the Pshuto Shel Mikra is that, this is a suggestion, you have to see if anyone suggested this, but maybe the Pshuto, what does it mean, Som Zozi Karba Sefer? What Sefer? So he thought maybe the Pshuto Shel Mikra is like a Melitza, you know, like the expression, like, I tell you something, I want you to remember, write it down. So write it down doesn't necessarily mean write it down, it just means, you know, don't forget this. So Hashem is saying to Moshe, tell Yeshua, tell him to write it down, you know, that he should fight Amalek and
No. That could be maybe the Pshuto Shel Mikra, but that's not how the Gemara meant. The Gemara learned that it's physically writing it down. But we have to, what concerns us now is this Gemara necessarily a Hechrech to say that the requirement of a Sefer Torah is needed for the mitzvah of Zohar Es Asher Asolcha Amalek? But all this Gemara was talking about is the is the Kriyas HaMegillah on Purim. That has to be B'tach HaSefer. And that's learned out of Zera Shova from Yom Yimil Niskarim V'Nasim to from the Pasuk Sov Zov Zikarim B'Sefer. No, the Gemara made the comparison. I'm not questioning the Gemara. The question is, the Gemara compared the pasuk in B'Shalach, when Hashem says to Moshe, "Sov zov zikaron b'sefer," right? And Simbo's de Yoshua, and then he tells to fight with Amalek, and says, so Hashem says to Moshe, "Write it down and give it to Yoshua. You know, write it in your pad and give it to Yeshua that he should remember to go out and war to Amalek." So there it says Lashon Zikaron, it says Basefer, Zikaron Basefer. So too, when it says in Purim, Hayomim Elu Nizkarim Benazim, so Nizkarim means also Basefer, just like over there, Zikaron Basefer, so Nizkarim is also Basefer. So the question is, do we now have a right to make a further jump and say when it says Zachor, it's Asher, Atalucha Amalek, is also the same, or not? That's the question.
So what do you think?
What do you think, Rosa? What's the practice? What? I didn't put it in the packet. You can look it up. It's in the Megillah text over here. Now, Yeshua says that he feels that the Gemara only learned out from Zohar Bepeh. It didn't learn out from Zohar Bepeh. And you never find that there's a connection that the Gemara makes that drasha. Right? So it could be that when it comes to Zohar, it's only a din that has to be Bepeh. Zikar B'Sefer, sure, it has to do with Amalek, but that was by the Horasha of Amalek. Right? But that doesn't necessarily mean that it's that the Din Ladoris of Amalek has to be the same. Those that learn, we're going to see soon, those that learn that Amalek has to be the B'Sefer, even B'Zman HaZeh, will just say that that we compare all the times it says Zohar. But that's not necessarily true, because we have other things. We have the shaved chiros, right? A lot of chiros, so we don't say right, and we don't say that. So yes, chiros you see it's shnai, it doesn't have to be from the same color, right? So unless you say that there's a big yichus from Amalek, then that's the pasuk of Mishala. But the pasuk of Mishala matches, as they point out, also not talking about the same color. First of all, and it's not talking, and that's the. So unless we have a special Zera Shava in the Gemara to learn out that the positive Zohar is a field of the safer, then it's not the same. Because you have some biggest just said, other schemas we have in the Torah of TCC and Mitzrayim, they don't require a state of Torah. So why should this require a state of Torah?
Saying that it's lies over here, but that's not necessarily mukra. You understand? So therefore, it leaves us a great area to assume that the concept of that we read it from Basefer for the Dal Kashis is not midaraisa, even for what? Even for Pasha Zohar. What do we say? No! That it is the Raisa. It is the Raisa. And based on the same Joshua. And we'll learn out the Zera Shavuot of Zikaron Basefer to Zohar Sashara Solocha Amalek as well. And that's the question. And there's another issue here. In other words, if you want to say that it's Daraisa, so clearly the Din Daraisa is that it's not enough to think it, because that says Lo Shishkach, the Sifrei says. Zohar, the Gemara says, is Bepeh. Sifrei says Bepeh. You have to say Bepeh. So that is a discussion. You also need a Sefer Torah. So that's a question whether we should apply the Gzeir Shava that the Gemara in Megillah Dab Yud Ches use Legabe Wat. Legabe Megillah Sester, and to apply it to Zohar as well. And then the further question, besides whether you need a Sefer, do you need a Minyan? That's a further question. One could tell you that maybe you need a Sefer, but not necessarily a Minyan. Maybe there's a Chiyuv to take out a Sefer and to read it from the Sefer, but not necessarily a Minyan. So what's this idea that maybe you need a minion? You need Vitzibur. So the Karen Ora on page 3, yeah, one second there. The Karen Ora on page 3 says a possible idea on the fourth line, 1, 2, 3, fifth line. Yeshua Shaman Tal Shamar, the Mitzvah Liskor, the Chol Yom Yeshua Mdikar Mitzvah Lakros of Betzibur. There's the Yeshua in the Mishnah Zechir Zu, the Mitzvah of Betzibur, Mishah Hazchirus. Why is this Mitzvah different? Sarach Lobar, the Kavan, the Kavanah Zechir, he Linkom Nikmas Hashem, Mesa Chatoim Ha'ela, the Zadov Hamutal at Zibur. In other words, maybe because the whole idea of Amalek is to wage war with Amalek. Right? We remember them, so we ultimately wage war. And war is a communal thing. War is a communal thing. So therefore, the idea of Zechiris Amalek, maybe Dafka should be with Asara, because that's a Tzibur. So one could suggest, Rabosai, that everything is Daraisa. The fact that it has to be Bepeh, the fact that you need a Sefer Torah, and the fact that you need a minion, all three things could be what? Could be Daraisa. The other possibility is no. Because the only thing that we know for sure is Daraisa is Bepeh. But the fact that you need a Sefer never says it Beferish in the Gemara. Gemara only said it by what? By Megillah. And one could say it's implied from the same drasha that you learned it out to Megillah. You can learn it out from Ksov Zov Zikar Basefer to Zohar Sasher Shalom HaMolek. But the Gemara never said that. So it's not, as the Pnei Yeshua points out, the Gemara never said that. So it's not Mukhrach in the Gemara. So one could say, there's three possibilities you have to say. Either only Bepeh is Daraisa, that everything else is Darabanan. Or maybe Bepeh is Daraisa, and the Sefer is Daraisa, but Minyan Asara is only Darabanan. Or maybe it's all Daraisa. Bepeh, the Sefer, and with a Minyan. So it's either one thing is Daraisa, two is Daraisa, or all three are Daraisa. That's the question. The Gemara Brachas on Mem Zayin Amid Beis
famous Gemara
towards the bottom, the left side, the arrows on the left side.
Maisi, Maisi, Rabbi Lezer.
There's a Maisi with Rabbi Lezer.
Shenichnos l'beis haKnesses.
He came to shul. The lo motza asara, and there were, he didn't have a minion. There were only 9 people on shul.
The only 9 Jews were in shul.
However, there was an eved in shul also. Now, an eved, what is an eved? An eved is a goy. An eved Kanani. He's a goy who converted, but he didn't convert yet to be a full-fledged Jew. He converted to be an eved. An eved is a partial Jew and a partial goy. He went to mikvah, but he went to mikvah to be an eved. An eved has, as the Rav Shach says, the Rav Salvation, partial kedusha shishra. An eved has partial kedusha shishra. It's only chayiv in mitzvahs that are women are chayiv. But as the Rav Salvation said, as comparison to a woman has full kedusha Yisrael, an eved only has kedusha Yisrael gabbi these mitzvahs. So, but once you free the eved, then he becomes a full-fledged Jew. And he goes to mikvah the second time. Right? The question whether the second time is only midrabbanan, or whether it's the second time that he goes to mikvah, because he did his first time, he did his partial conversion, and now he's going to finish it off to become a full-fledged Jew. So once you're a full-fledged Jew, then you count for a minion. So Rabbi Lezer, what? He had 9 people in shul with his eved. He needed a minion. So what did he do? He freed his eved, and he has his minion. Shichur Abdo Vishlimo Lasara. He freed his eved, and now he has his minion. So the Gemara says, Shichur in Lo Shichur Lo. Okay, now, next line. Lomar Rabbi Yehuda called Shachar Avdo over Basay. But isn't there an Isser to free your Eved? The Pasuk says, La'olam Bahem Tavodu, that you're supposed to keep your Eved Kanani forever. So the Gemara says, Bar Mitzvah Shaini. Here was for a mitzvah, for a minion. It was a mitzvah. So the mitzvah, he freed him for a mitzvah. So the Gemara asked, Ba Mitzvah Ba Ba Veira. But isn't it a mitzvah Ba Ba Veira? So the Gemara says, Mitzvah the Rabbim Shaini. That this is for the Rabbim, this is for the minion. So Mitzvah the Rabbim overrides this prohibition of Lolam Bahamatavodu. Okay? That's what the Gemara says. Mitzvah the Rabbim Shaini. Now, the question is, what was Pashtus is, it was just a regular day, right? No special occasion. It was a regular mincha, right? A regular mincha during the week. You needed a minion, right? That's the Pashtus out in the Gemara. Now, the Rush, on page 5, now take a look at this Rush carefully. This is the famous Rush. If you don't know this Rush,
If you don't know this rush, can you read it carefully? I say the Rabbi will see that the Fashi Yisrael B'nai Yisrael. That to have a minion is the Fashi Yisrael B'nai Yisrael, that's a tremendous thing. The Hainu. Essay. The Mikachim is a shame by Sora Barabbi. Now, Fatim, having lost the Rabbana, even though it's only a Rabbana, you got the Shema Kedusha. It was only for the Shema Kedusha, which is only in the Rabbanan. For Barkel, right? Which is only the Rabbanan. Shalom Matzino lo Yitr Min HaTorah. It's totally the Rabbanan. He's still, he was able to, that's all still considered Mitzvah Rabbanan. Feel hockey, Dachi, I said, Yoki. Yeah. Lo Mestabeli Demayi Ba'asara Daraisi. Since it's not Mestaber that it's talking about a case
of where you need asara midaraisa, you go likros parshas zohar shumana Torah. The matzah will call inyan.
Aye.
Says it's not misabed to say that it's talking about that the whole story happened on Shabbos parshas zohar. It's not misabed. A lot of people quote this rush. It's unbelievable how many people quote this rush. The rush says that it's part of the Shabbos parshas zohar. So what's the, how do you learn Pshat in this Rosh? So Agav, in other words, the Rosh is mentioning Parsha Zohar like Agav, right? He's saying, don't say he's talking about only the Raisa like Parsha Zohar when you need 10 in the Raisa, because it would be true even on a regular weekday where you only need 10 in the Rabbanon for what? For Kaddish or Kedusha or Bar. So, one could say, you tell me how you learn Pshat in the Rosh. That the Rosh is saying, and maybe this is clear, maybe it's not clear, that Zohar Daraisa, but not only Zohar Daraisa, Zohar for with a Sefer Torah Daraisa and with a Minyan. In other words, all three. In other words, originally we started off by saying, what do you need? What is Daraisa? Some need Daraisa. I'm not sure. Either just to prepare. Or the same Torah, or Minyan. So those are three things. Are all the Raisa? Or only two of them the Raisa? Or only one of them?
But it doesn't mention the same Torah. Specifically, you say that's about 10. You say that you just say you need a Minyan.
So when you need a Minyan,
you need a Minyan, you do about 10.
In other words, you want to say a possibility, Rabbi Shofford wants to say a possibility, that maybe the Raisa is I'll pack with a minion. So we never discussed that possibility.
He doesn't say it. He doesn't mention it when he's
saying
it. That is your eyes up.
Well, they're just making it verbal, not language. Let's remember a mullet in front of 10 people.
Yes.
Right, no. It's clearly the reading from the state of Torah. The question is, what is the right? So what's the question about the Rosh? All three. Ellie?
He's saying, when it's part of Zohar Red, during the chapters, maybe, you don't think only it's applied to a cake, don't think it only applies to a cake where it's used the rice. You have to talk about parts of the chapters, and the chapters, maybe it's also.
Okay, maybe. One second, we'll see. So take a look at both sides of the Trumas Hadeshin. The next page is the Trumas Hadeshin. The Sheilach of Kufches on the bottom, the brackets got cut off. On the right corner, on the bottom. Sheilach Kufches. B'nei ha-yishuvim, shein lahem minyan be'ir. You have people who live out in the yishuvim, they don't have a minyan, so they have to come into the minyan, to the city, to hear Kriyas HaMegillah for Purim. The Soru leches el ha-kihilos ha-smuches lem limei ha-purim, kei l'shmo mikro Megillah b'tzimur. So tzrikim lizor she-yagdimam bi-osam gam l'shabbos par-shazochos sh-somach l'purim olam. So it's the people who are coming in from the hick towns, for Purim, to hear the Kriyas HaMegillah, should they come in already the Shabbos before to hear Parsha Zohar? That was the question. But if they're coming in anyway to hear the Megillah for Purim, so this year Purim is on Friday, so they'd have to come already the Shabbos before. Well, many times Purim is earlier in the week. But when you're already coming for Purim, should you come the Shabbos before to hear Parsha Zohar or not? So Tshuva says the Tshuva Sedeshin, you're at the Adrava. Fakir. Sir, Sveisha, Yishma Kriyas Parsha Zohar, but Siva Mikra Megillah. Fakir. He's saying once you're coming in for the Megillah, coming for Zohar, the reverse attitude. Coming for Zohar because Zohar is even more important than the Megillah. I've got the Mikra Megillah Adifim called Mitzvah Nithra Mipanem, because Mokra Mutat Rova Poskim Mikrasi Biyachin. Mikra Megillah, you can read it at Biyachin at home. Aval Kriyas Parshu Zohar, Kosav Ashiri, but Kriyas Parshu Zohar, the Ashiri means the rush. Erek Shlosh Shachlo, the essay Daraisa Hu Lakrosim Basara. It's an essay Daraisa to read it Basara. Tadoka Lo Sased Lo Men Batavodah. V'hachi shikhar Reb Lezer avdo kidei lashlim ol asar. But here, it's what? In other words, if anything, stay home. If it's one or the other, better stay home for Purim and read the Megillah yourself. But Parsha Zohar, you need asar of midaraisa. It's an essay daraisa to read it. In other words, the Truma Sadeshin says, he's quoting the Rush. He says that all three are deraisa. It has to be Baal Peh, has to be from a Sefer Torah, and has to be with a minion. So Baal Peh we learn out from the word Zohar. Zohar is Bepeh. Because Lo Sishkach is Belev, so Zohar is Bepeh. How do you know Sefer Torah? So that we learn out from what? The Zer Shava from Ksov Zoh Zikar B'Sefer. And we have to assume then that the Zer Shava applies also to Zohar and Sashar and Shalach HaMolech. That's number two. And how do we, and the idea of the minion we saw in the Karen Ora, that's because Amalek is a din of Milchama b'Amalek, so therefore the Zechira also has to be together with a minion, which represents a tzibur. So therefore he says, certainly you should be there for Parsha Zohar. Because the ancient Kriya means the rights are at Parsha Zohar. What? So in the end he says, in King Sarah Huzar Yosef, Sheishma Kriya's Parsha Zohar Basara, Mimikra Megillah Bismana. And Sha'olam lo Zahiri Bahaki. People are not Zahir with this. But he's saying that really, the truth of the matter is, if you had a choice of being in a minion for Parsha Zohar or for Mikra Megillah, better be in the minion for Parsha Zohar. Because that needs a minion midaraisa. And Mikra Megillah doesn't need a minion midaraisa. It doesn't even, it can be read biyachid. Yeah. Okay, that's a whole discussion about the killing of a Molech. Okay, yeah, I hear what you're saying. But look, you're right. There's a question whether the killing of a Molech is a din of the tzibur or a din, even if a Yochid sees an Amaleki in the street. Well, yeah, there's a lot to say about. And I just said to myself, there's enough written on Amalek, we could spend a whole year discussing Hilchas Amalek, the Steers Amalek. I mean, there's enough time on Amalek for years worth. We. Is he? Why? Right, in other words, in other words, it could be the people who read the previous edition didn't see the original Rush. The Rush clearly said. No, but even the Truman Sedesha couldn't mean he meant to say that. It could have meant that. In other words, it could have meant that case, but don't say it's only that case. But people say, oh, that in other words, he says it's stopped to that case. No, that's not what he meant. Now, so it seems that from the Russian, the Truman Sedesha, even if. All three of the Raisa. And Tosis in Brachas about Yud Gimel Amud Aleph on page 7 also has this idea of in the middle of Tosis, Ezotik and Kriyas. Okay, Shalom is my Parshas and Mithyovim Lakros Midaraisa. Come on, Parshas Zohar. And Tosis says that Parshas said you have to read Midaraisa. And that's Parsha Zohar. And the Stamra, if you have to read the Midaraisa, it means read it with a minion Midaraisa, even though it doesn't say the Feirish. So it also would indicate that it's a daraisa. However, there are Rishonim that clearly say not this way. The Ramban al Torah on the third line, he says, "V'lo yadati." Last two words on the third line, "Mahi azchira hazo bepeh." He says, "I'm not sure what is this zchira." Right? He quotes the halacha that has to be bepeh, but what do you have to do bepeh? In lo mashenikra pashas amolak betzibur, the same made him. Minatora b'shniya zocher. Yesmach l'mikra megillah minatora. Words. It could be that it means what we do in shul. So the parsha zocher has to be bepeh. But he says anochem ve'enai. But he thinks he doesn't think that's right. That in other words, bepeh means parsha zocher like we do in shul. Nochem beinai shulomar shelo tishkach ma'asa lano amalek had shenimpe shemo mitachas hashamayim. Unesaper zel banenu l'doroseinu lomar lahem kachas alano harasha. Kach stavinu chotzlo. Bepeh just means at the Shabbos table, you tell your family, you know, tell them the story. There was amalek and they started up with us and we hate them for it and you know, doesn't mean that's what the Ramban says. That's what it means, bepeh. But the only thing is the rice is bepeh in an informal way, not through as a kriyas haTorah. And what we do, parsha zocher or kriyas haTorah, that's only best mean the Rabbanon, not maybe we'll see not even the Rabbanon, maybe just part of the kriyas haTorah, but not a real chiyuv. So it's clear that the Ramban didn't agree with this. Well,
meaning like I think I agree with Ramban saying that I just don't have to mix. I mean, obviously it's going to be brought down later that I'm wrong. But I'm saying what we do. But I'm just not convinced at this point right now that we actually do the same sort.
Voila.
I'm not convinced.
You're not convinced.
Like if you say one teaser of tomorrow, you're reminding yourself that we take remind ourselves every day that we're taking ourselves that country is out of the shrine. We can just say
right. Lechara, that makes a lot of sense. That's not a deraisa for the sefer Torah, just like the other skirus, right? And the Rambam, take a look at the Rambam on page 10. You'll see also. There's the Rambam, right? Okay, mitzvah essay la'abed zecher amolek. It's a mitzvah essay to destroy amolek. Shenem atilcha zecher amolek. Mitzvah essay lischot tamid masa varoim va'ari voso. Shem ora v'voso. Shenem ozocha es asher tolcha amolek. Via Shmuel Lamdu Zohar Bepeh, who was Losishach Bleiv, who was, he says, Mitzvah Esay Lizchor Tomid. Right? In other words, you should always remember. So you have a little Tishkach Belev and you say Bepeh. You should remember what he did to you. But he never says that it has to be through a Sefer Torah. It's a mitzvah that you have to remember. It doesn't say the mitzvah arises through a Sefer Torah. And the Emek Bracha on page 11 says, in the second column, Achdas Aramba Mashma Tistover Departes Zohar Lohavi Darais. It's not in the Rambam. It's not the Raisa. Shem Perak Hey Mihelchus Malacha Malacha Hey Kosev Shem Mitzvah Shel Zechiras Amalek Having Mitzvah Tamidis Shem Mitzvah Liskor Tamid Masav Haroim Bari Vosho. That it's a Mitzvah Tamidis to remember Masav Haroim. And he thinks, furthermore, he says even further, on page 12, top line, who might be the diaper of the parsha zochi and shahar dal parsha is a few mitzvah of the mitzvah derabbanan ena. He doesn't think it's even a mitzvah derabbanan, like a separate mitzvah of midrabbanan. It's ena and seder hakriya. The mitzvah shakriya is part of mitzvah kriya satorah, that this is the minhag that we read this kriya satorah. But it's certainly not required on a daraisa level. And the Magen Avraham on page 13, Because in Shulchan Aruch, it's brought down with, where did everyone get it from? Because the Shulchan Aruch quotes it on Siv Zayin, page 13. It says, Yesha Omim, Sheparza Zohar, Parsha Spara, Aduma, Hayoim, Krosa, Midaraisa. Right? So it's the Shulchan Aruch brings down the Trumas Hadesh. So the Shulchan Aruch quotes that opinion. That's why it became very famous. So what do we have? We have the Rosh that says it's the Raisa, the Truma Sadechen based on the Rosh, and the Tosis in Brachas on Yud Gimel. All say all three are the Raisa. And then we have the Rambam and the Ramban that say not that way. What? I can't hear you. Para Aduma? Yeah, that requires a whole separate discussion. Now you look in the Magen Avraham where the second hand is. His hands always refer to the Yad Ephraim. Right? The Yad Ephraim is a perish on the side. So whenever there's a hand, that means you got to go to the Yad Ephraim. That's the Yad. So the second hand, right? Because the Trumas Hadeshen said that people are nohag to be zohir in this. So he says maybe the minhag olam is the atam iksiv haTorah sheyikru dafka b'shabbos zeh. The chachamim tiknu b'shabbos zeh hold the shchichi rabin beis haKnesset. So on Purim, there's much masa amalek and masa haman. King Shomer b'Purim pashut v'yavo amalek nami zocher masa amalek v'yotzi yidei chavoser. Well, the Magen Avraham said, why are people so lizard to come to shul for pasa zocher? Because they're going to come, or is he going to come to shul for Purim, right? So once you're in shul for Purim, in Purim you're going to read from the Shalach. The last nine psukim there from the Shalach. So you don't say with that. You don't have to hear it from Kiseitse. That's the Magen Avraham Shita, that you can be Yotzei the Daraisa with on Purim morning from there. Chenu Brain. Others disagree and say you're not Yotzei with that, because it doesn't talk about destroying Amalek. Okay, but that's the Magen Avraham Shita. That's the Magen Avraham Shita. However, Rabbi Osai, there are those that question whether the Truma Sedeshin has the right shot in the Rosh. Look at the Shartzian, Os Hey, on the bottom. He wants to say that maybe the Truma Sedeshin has the wrong shot in the Rosh. Not the aspects where we talked about before, what the story was. God, in other words, you yourself agree, does the Rosh hold in all three of the acts? That even you agree that the story holds.
The question was, he says he doesn't see any mocker for this. Five of Lazar Shikhar Abdo, whom from the Ikri Kriya Zokar, whom it's a Sesei Daraisa. Rabban Tiglu approach of the Tzibur. But he doesn't mean to say that. He means to compare Kaddish and Borku, which are pure Durabonans. You see, there are two types of Durabonans. There could be a Durabon that's a pure Durabonan, like Kanaka, it's a pure Durabon. But there are other Durabonans that are Durabonan, but the concept exists on a Daraisa level. So it could be what the Rush means to say is Parsha Zohar, what we do in Shul, is all Durabonan. But what he means, the Raisa, means the Iker the Raisa, because there is a concept of Zchiras Amolek in the Raisa, not necessarily to take a Torah and a Minyan. But that idea exists on a Daraisa level. So even though we're doing it in a Darabonin form, maybe one could say that that's why he was Meshachar his Eved. And he said, no, even a pure Darabonin, he would also be Meshachar his Eved. Because if you look in the Rush, he makes a distinction between something that's Iker Darabonin. He doesn't talk about whether it's Darabonin or not. Iker Darabonin. I mean, Iker Darabonin versus something Iker Daraisa. But something that Iker Daraisa is also Darabonin. It just means that notion also exists on a Daraisa level. So it could be that the Rush never said it either. And the Sharetzion thinks that maybe the Truma Sedeshin has the rope shot in the Rush, and so does of Shlomo Vilna. Right. Right. What does he mean by Kriya? Meaning maybe you could say he means to read it from a Sefer Torah. That's, in other words, two things will be the Raisa. But to say that Hasara, that's not the Raisa. But you could say that even the Mishnah Berurah thinks that the Rush is saying that maybe that's the Pashat Shah and the Rush, not two of the three of the Raisa. But to say that you need a minion. So you don't have a minion, so read it with a Sefer Torah without a minion. But you still need a Kriya. You still need to read it from a Sefer Torah. So that's what the Rosh could be saying. The Bir Halachos is bothered this idea that you need a Sara Midaraisa. He doesn't think is... And in the Tosis Rush, in the bottom of the Binyan Shlomo, in the footnote Hey, the second line, he says, "Yer Deina Tzarech Lizev Mokam Asara Daraisa Tzarech Lom Esei Daraisa." That the Tosis Rush has the gears of not Asara Daraisa, but Esei Daraisa. It's a mitzvah Esei Daraisa, but not that Asara is Daraisa. So Rabosai, so it comes out that. It's not Poshut. So, also, I was wondering when they announce in shul, all the shuls, they always announce you should have Kavana for the mitzvah essay, the rice of Amolek. So, L'chorah, it should be Maltosis to say that. Because whenever the Rambam writes, whenever you do a mitzvah Rabbanan and you claim it's a Daraisa, that's Baltoisis to do that. Like someone asked me, the fellow Grossman, Rabbi Sobolovsky here, asked me if Merov Rishonim hold that Sfiras HaOmer is Rabbanan, so how do people say Hinei Muchan Muzal Lukai Mitzvah Sesei Shal Sfiras HaOmer? Before that's a Baltoisis. And later I saw Rav Yashim spoke about the dry thought. Over here, it's better, because even if you want to say that it's not a Daraisa, that it's only the Rabbanim, but it's still, it's a Kiyam Daraisa. At any time, you're going to read it through, well, when we do this in Shul, even though it might not be a Kiyam Daraisa, and you can fulfill the Kiyam Daraisa maybe at the table, or you can fulfill the Kiyam Daraisa without a minyan, or maybe without a Sefer Torah, but it's certainly a Kiyam Daraisa. Certainly, a Kiyam Daraisa through. In other words, even if you're not required to have all those things, the Sefer Torah in there, it's still. But if you do have it, you certainly Mekayim a Daraisa. Yeah. Then we'll just conclude. There's a famous chinuch that you all have to be familiar with.
on the top line of page 16. The Noheges mitzvah zu b'chol makom b'chol zman b'zchorim ki lahem lasos ha-mechav b'mikas ha-evel lo l'noshim. That the Sefer HaChinuch says that the mitzvah of Amalek is only for men. Because the whole point of the Zekira is to do the melchama. And the women don't do melchama, only men. So in the Mela, the Sefer HaChinuch says that women are paturas. So that's what the Chazon Ish used to say, that that Nikar Adin, women don't have to go to shul for Parsha Zohar, because the Chinuch says they're paturas. But the Milchas Chinuch asked the Kasha, let's take a look at the Milchas Chinuch in Gimel. Rama made a move. Tarak Rai left to a Noshim Mitzvah essay. From Mashakosha Kilahem Lassos and Mukham Lo Noshim, Emes Mukham is Mitzvah called Yotchim Behem. I feel Kala be Mehuposa. The Gemara says in Sota that by Mukham is Mitzvah, everyone goes out to fight. I feel Chosha and Mehedro, Kala be Kuposa, they all go out to fight. So what do you mean that it's not, fighting is not for women? By Mukham is Mitzvah, it's for everybody. It's for everybody. So that's the kasha that that they ask on the chinuch. Some say that that women aren't part of the battle, but they do other things, whatever. But nonetheless, after a close up call, Sefer HaChinuch still says they're pturus. So again, many women have not knowing to try to hear Parsha Zohar, and it's a very nice thing, but you shouldn't feel that you have to turn around the whole world, you know, to hear Parsha Zohar, because it's very likely that they're paturis. First of all, either because of the chinuch, and second of all, the Svechemen has a whole discussion here on page 18 about women, and you see in the fourth line from the bottom, he writes, he also has it that way. But he discusses that maybe, you know, the discussion that we had before is, are all three things daraisa or not? So he points out that if they're not all daraisa, and the Sefer Torah is only drabanan, so very likely that women aren't chayiv in Kriyas HaTorah. So then they're not chayiv in this either. But it could be kolay in this whole discussion from before. But if you hold the Sefer Torah is a din daraisa, so then maybe everyone's chayiv in it, because they're also part of the Milchama b'Amalek, like the Milchas Chinuch said. But if you say midaraisi fulfill with the Zechira b'al peh of the peh, it's only midarabanan, so could be that Rabbanan never mechayev nashim, that's a discussion. But that's what he says over here. So again, we discussed the three possibilities of what's the Raisa, what's the Rabbanan, and it's far from Pashut to say that what we do is a real Chiyuv Daraisa. It might be according to some Rishonim, and still we try to do it, and in terms of Noshim, so the Sefer HaChinuch says they're Pturas, and others say no, based on the Gemara Tzot, they should be Chayavos, and okay, let's stop here for now.